You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm David Brancaccio.
First, there was a moment about 2:40 Eastern time overnight when the S&P future was down 3%. This was right after President Trump said he wanted to take legal action to stop counting votes. But there's been recovery in stock prices, with the S&P 500 up 1.4% right now, the Dow up 260 points, 1%, and the NASDAQ up sharply, 2.25% in early trading here, in part a bet that if Republicans keep control of the Senate, there might be less antitrust pressure on tech companies. For more on blue versus red, House, Senate, and presidency, let's consult David Kelly, Chief Global Strategist at JP Morgan Funds. Thank you for joining us on this busy morning.
Good morning.
Can we say if we're headed toward divided government, executive branch, legislative branch?
I think it's a little bit early to say. It does look like the Democrats are going to take the House, but the Senate is looking like it might well stay in Republican hands.
So maybe not on divided government, but if it is, that'll seem familiar, but it has profound implications for policy, starting with domestic policy.
Well, yes, absolutely. And I guess the first thing is, how do you deal with the coronavirus and how do you stimulate the economy or support the economy? If it does turn out to be President Biden, obviously he would have a somewhat different approach and has had a different approach throughout the campaign. But then also, if you have divided government, very often what happens is the party that runs Congress tries to impede the agenda of the party that runs the executive. You know, in 2008, of course, Barack Obama won and there was a fair amount of fiscal stimulus then. But once he lost the House in the 2010 elections, then a lot of fiscal stimulus really petered out because the Republicans wanted to put a halt to a lot of spending plans or deficits. And you could see that sort of situation again. So I think you see much less stimulus under divided government than you would have seen under a red wave or particularly under a blue wave.
If that's what we get, we still have to see, right?
Absolutely. A lot of counting to do yet.
David Kelly at JP Morgan Funds, thank you so much.
Anytime.
That's all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.